Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our literature unit today. And of course, usually we introduce a book to you that is for young readers.
Mm-hmm.
And today we've got another one. And this one is entitled 13 Reasons Why. This is all about teen suicide and bullying and things like that. And hopefully this kind of book will, bring attention to the problem of school bullying and teen suicide that happens as a result. And this young reader's novel was written by the American author Jay Asher.
Yeah, Jay Asher, who is actually pretty young compared to some of the other authors we've talked about. This 13 Reasons Why is very popular right now, not just as a novel, but as a TV series. It's being produced by Netflix itself. Netflix is now actually producing TV series, and this is one of them. There's a cast. Let me see how many. Can't see how many episodes they've had so far, but the cast is really cute. I looked them up, and there are several of the actors who are still in their early 20s that are really pretty well known, actually. They've done a lot, at least in America, on TV and movies. So it's a fun thing to watch. I don't know if Netflix here in Taiwan is offering 13 Reasons Why. I haven't checked it out. You might want to get on if you have Netflix at home and see if you can watch that. Sometimes it's a nice thing to do if you have the book and to watch it and to see what the differences are between the novel and then, you know, whether it's a TV series or a movie. I like to do that. But I like to read the book first.
You could also consider reading the book and listening to the audiobook.
Could.
Which is probably available, and it's probably actually read by the author himself, although don't quote me on that because I did not actually check to see if that's the case.
Sometimes they hire actors who do different voices. I've been listening to audiobooks on Audible, the app Audible, which is kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, check that out.
Okay, so let's get to it. Let's decide, or let's find out what this book is all about. 13 Reasons Why a Girl Decides to End It All. Here we go. Let's read the first part of our literature unit right now.
When Clay Jensen arrives home after school one day, he finds a package lying on the doorstep. In the package, there are 7 cassette tapes on which he hears the voice of Hannah Baker, a classmate who recently committed suicide. Hannah explains to her listener that she will recount 13 incidents leading up to her death. After listening to the tapes, the listener should pass them on to the next person on the list. As Clay plays each tape on his Walkman, he visits the different locations where the worst moments of Hannah's life occurred. He learns how Justin Foley, her first crush, betrayed her trust after their first kiss. While Hannah was innocently dreaming of romance, Justin told everyone that they'd had sex, and everyone began talking about her behind her back. The other students continued to call her names for the rest of her school life. Another tape concerns Courtney Crimson, a popular girl who most people thought was sweet. However, Courtney only pretended to be Hannah's friend while spreading nasty rumors about her. Hannah also talks about Clay. She mentions that he doesn't really belong to the group of people she holds responsible for her death. They met at a party once and kissed. Nevertheless, the tender moment triggered awful memories of her experience with Justin, and she felt unable to start a relationship. The most shocking story is about Bryce Walker, a boy who sexually assaulted Hannah, which is what pushed her over the edge. The final tape is about Mr. Porter, one of Hannah's teachers. When she confided to him that she was feeling depressed and wanted to die, he just brushed her off. After listening to the tapes and visiting the spots where all of these terrible events occurred, Clay feels horrible. Hannah's experience transforms him, and he sets out to assist any troubled classmates who may be contemplating suicide.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. This is a 3-day lesson in which we talk about our featured work of literature, and today we're going to talk about the plot of the story, so let's get to it. The title is 13 Reasons Why a Girl Decides to End It All, and this is a phrase we use when someone wants to end their life, commit suicide, do themselves in, etc., to end it all. Gee, I'm in debt, you know, I owe a lot of people money, and my girlfriend left me, and the earth is coming to an end. Gee, I just want to go out and end it all. Sometimes people feel that way.
Yeah, hopefully they're just exaggerating and they're not being, honest about it. I just had my best friend, actually, her brother committed suicide. It happens. People will threaten. He had threatened for a long time. People kind of thought he was just talking. So be careful if people around you start talking like that. Get close to him, see if you can help. Now, when Clay Jensen arrives home after school one day, he finds a package lying on the doorstep. If you find something on the doorstep, it's as you open the door, it's that little area as you just step out one foot out of the door, that's the doorstep. Usually there's a welcome mat or some sort of mat that you can brush your feet off if they're dirty before you walk into someone's house. That's the doorstep.
Right, so he comes home and there's a package on the doorstep, and so he opens up the package, and in the package there are 7 cassette tapes on which he hears the voice of Hannah Baker, a classmate who recently committed suicide. Now, cassette tapes actually are still available for sale. I'm actually surprised.
Yeah.
I saw some for sale in a store recently, but it seems that if you want to record sound only, like record your class or something, or an interview with your parents or something like that, you will use your smartphone. It's got a recording function, or you can buy a digital voice recorder or something like that. Sound recording is digital now, but back in the day, before, we used cassettes, and those are like just little devices that got magnetic tape inside them that wind on spools, and they usually came in 60-minute sizes or 90-minute sizes, and so there are 7 cassette tapes, and then, of course, these are audio recordings, so Clay can hear the voice of Hannah Baker on these tapes. She is a classmate who recently committed suicide. I guess I should say she was a classmate.
Yeah.
Because she committed suicide, that means to kill yourself. Suicide means to kill yourself.
Yeah, when I read cassette tapes and also Walkman, we don't use Walkmans anymore either. I thought, oh, this must be a book that's set back in time. It's not current day. Otherwise, we'd be talking about iPods and, you know, smartphones. So there are these 7 cassette tapes, and he hears the voice of Hannah. So she's the one who has just recently killed herself or committed suicide. Hannah explains to her listener that she will recount 13 incidents leading up to her death. If you recount something, guys, you kind of tell what happened before. You're telling a story. You're narrating what happened in the past. So usually you recount a story or recount a tale or an incident in your life. Here we've got 13 incidents or situations leading up to her death, things that happened before she actually took her life. We'll often use that phrase, someone took their own life, instead of saying committed suicide. So if it's leading up to, it happens just before what follows that phrase to lead up to. So maybe you have a graduation, and leading up to the graduation, you have a lot of parties that you attend before you finally get your diploma and you wear that, you know, cap and gown. So things that precede whatever is following that phrase come before that.
Or there are all sorts of debates and speeches and things like that that lead up to an election. Those are the things that happen before a big event. So, yes, indeed, the tapes contain a narration of the 13 incidents or things that happened before she committed suicide. And after listening to the tapes, the listener should pass them on to the next person on the list. So I guess there's a list there. And after you listen to those 13 tapes, then you need to pass them on to someone else. This is a verb phrase, to pass something on to someone else. That means you have that thing and then you give it to the next person. You pass it on to them. Sometimes in class, of course, when they passed out papers, the teacher would count the number of students in the row and then she would give you, say, 5 pieces of paper and you would take one and then pass them on to the classmates behind you.
Yeah, so that's their instructions, at least. They need to pass them on to the next person. And this list, of course, was put together by Hannah. So Clay plays each tape on his Walkman. That's what we had in the olden days before iPods and MP3 players. We had Walkmans. I love my Walkman. He visits the different locations she talks about where these 13 incidents or episodes happen. They were the worst moments of Hannah's life. So he learns how Justin Foley, her first crush, betrayed her trust after their first kiss. If you have a crush on someone, it means you like them. Maybe you're not in love with them. You haven't fallen in love. You just look at them and you're not dating, you know. You just kind of look and think, oh, he's so cute. I wish he'd ask me out. So Justin was her first crush. He must have asked her out because they were together. But Justin betrayed her trust after their first kiss. If you betray someone, it means you're very disloyal to them. I would say between teenagers, you've probably taken a secret that they shared with you and spread it around. Or you've done something that makes them feel like they can't trust you anymore if you've betrayed them.
Especially if they trusted you before. So, yeah, if your boyfriend cheats on you, then he has betrayed you. Mm. Or if the girlfriend does the same thing, you can say she betrayed him. And in this particular case, hey, that was the first boy that she had a crush on. He betrayed her after their first kiss. And while Hannah was innocently dreaming of romance, Justin told everyone that they'd had sex, and everyone began talking about her behind her back. What a mean thing to do. When I had my first kiss, of course, I, you know, realized it was between me and her, and I did not do something like that. So it sounds like this Justin Foley is a real creep here.
Yeah.
He kissed her, and then he decided to use it as something to brag about. She was innocently dreaming of romance, innocently, you know, not something that doesn't hurt other people. It's very innocent,
yeah.
Very harmless. And romance, of course, is like, oh, we're going to be together. We're going to float down the stream in a boat, and he's going to be rowing and singing me songs, playing the guitar, and we're going to have a romantic dinner at a restaurant, things like that. That's dreaming of romance. But, hey, what he really did was he was telling everybody that, hey, I had sex with her, and it was really great. And, of course, that meant that everybody else started spreading rumors about them. And you can imagine how that can ruin your life.
Totally. At that age, it can change everything. Right now, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Trevor， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天我们要阅读的文章是文学单元的第一天课程。首先，我们看到课程名称叫做 13 Reasons Why a Girl Decides to End It All。 13 Reasons Why 刚好是小说的名称。中文书名叫做《汉娜的遗言》。在2017年，这部小说被改编成影集，非常受到欢迎。接下来我们看到课程名称以关系副词 why 引导一个完整子句，表示什么什么的原因或理由，以 reason 当作先行词。这个时候 why 可以改成 for which， 或是用 that 引导一个名词子句，也就是 the reason why 就等于 the reason for which 也等于the reason that， 例如 The teacher wants to know the reason that Jack is always dozing off in class。 老师想要知道杰克老是在课堂上打瞌睡的原因。另外，课程名称里还有一个片语 end it all， 就是自杀的意思，相当于 kill oneself 或是 commit suicide。 文章的第一段提到，当 Clay Jensen 回到家时，发现 Hannah Baker 留给他的录音带里面说明了造成 Hannah 自杀的一些事件，并希望 Clay 听完录音带后能传给名单上的下一个人。我们看到第一段的第一句 When Clay Jensen arrives home after school one day, he finds a package lying on the doorstep. 当克莱·詹森有一天放学到家时，他发现门廊上放着一个包裹。某动词像是 find, leave, keep 后面接受词的时候，还可以再接受词补语来修饰受词的动作或状态。而受词补语可以是 VING、VPP 或是形容词。当受词补语和受词的关系是主动语态的时候，用 VING， 被动语态则是用 VPP。例如 ,I found Kevin having a quarrel with Jason. 我发现凯文和杰森正在争吵。凯文和杰森在争吵是主动语态，所以动词 have 就变成 VING having。我们再举个例子 ,Andy left his homework undone and went out to play basketball. 安迪没有写作业就出去打篮球。作业没被写是被动语态，所以动词 undo 就变成 VPP 的 undone。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Let's continue with the summary of our featured novel, 13 Reasons Why. And this, of course, is a novel for young people,、mm-hmm. but it's also a TV series, as you said, Stephanie, on Netflix. If you can get that, check it out. Or maybe you can see YouTube videos. I don't quite know. But in any case, where we left off,、we were talking about the 13 incidents that led up to her suicide. The first one was about her first crush,Mm-hmm. With a boy named Justin Foley. After they had their first kiss, he decided to spread rumors that they'd actually had sex together. So, of course, everyone was talking about her behind her back. You can only imagine the mean things that they were saying. And the other students continued to call her names、mm-hmm. for the rest of her school life. If you call someone names, that means you call them names that are not flattering, that are not very nice. Hey, fatty. Hey, dumb.That's like calling someone names.
I don't think we ever call people names that are nice. So, no,
right,、yeah.
when you see, call someone a name, it's always bad. You idiot, you ding dong, you know, whatever.
You smarty. You real intelligent person, you.
You beautiful person. No, we don't say that.
You person always, with a wonderful sense of humor.
You're so、no. ugly and you're fat and all this stuff. Okay, so that、was happening to her. Another tape concerns a girl named Courtney Crimson. She's a really popular girl around campus.、most people thought, oh, she's so sweet.、sometimes those sweet girls really aren't so sweet. However, it says here, Courtney only pretended to be Hannah's friend. If you pretend to do something, you play act. You're not genuine or real. You're tricking someone into thinking that you feel a certain way. So she pretended to be Hannah's friend. All the while, she's spreading nasty rumors about her. This is the worst kind of girl. So if you spread rumors, you start telling people incidents or stories. They could be true. They could be not true. They could be half true. But a lot of rumors really usually don't turn out to be true. But people, you know, they love gossip and they spread from one person to the next. So they're nasty, which they're pretty awful. They're not pleasant. She's probably saying some really rude and insulting things about someone she thought was her friend. Hannah really did think that Courtney liked her.
Is this true? I'm finding this very difficult to believe. I thought that girls were made of sugar and spice and everything nice.
No.
I just can't believe that girls could be this mean to each other.
Yes.
I thought girls were sweet and kind and considerate, but
hey,
I guess
Tom,
not.
Tom, haven't you seen that movie Mean Girls?
Or Carrie or whatever. Yeah. Of course, I know that girls
are mean
really
in high
wicked,
school.
Especially in high school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Probably they continue afterwards
not
in college、
so、
and beyond. Maybe not so bad, though. But in any case, yes, she pretended to be her friend. And at the same time, she spread nasty or bad rumors about her. Rumors,、mm. of course, are things that contain information that are...You know, they could be true or they might not be true. We don't really know. Hey, there's a rumor going around that、
yeah.
the boss is seeing the secretary on the side there. That's the rumor. Or there's another rumor going on that the company's going to be sold and we're all going to lose our jobs. But nobody really knows for sure. In any case, in the next paragraph here, it says, Hannah also talks about Clay.、
Mm.
Remember, Clay is the person who has arrived home and has first seen the cassettes. And she talks about about him. She mentions that he doesn't really belong to the group of people she holds responsible for her death.、
Mm.
To mention something means that you say this thing.、usually it's not the thing that you are emphasizing. You kind of mention it in passing.、you don't really go into a lot of details about it.
So he's actually out of the loop of being held responsible. She's not blaming him. He was kind of a good guy. She says they met at a party once and kissed. So nevertheless, the tender moment triggered awful memories of her experience with Justin. Remember, she was at a party with Justin or they were somewhere and they kissed. And then he started spreading awful rumors about the fact that they'd had sex, which they hadn't. It was a lie. Mm. So if you trigger something, you start something from happening. And sometimes if you have one experience and it reminds you of another, it can bring back those bad or good memories. Here, they're really awful. So they're really painful, terrible, horrible memories of her experience with Justin. And because that kind of related, she kind of saw Clay as being Justin or the similar situation. So she wasn't able to actually take up and be friends or maybe girlfriends with Clay Jensen, who's a good guy, it sounds like.
Yeah, he probably was wondering, hey, you know, we kissed. How come she doesn't want to be my girlfriend? What's going on here? What did I do wrong?
I'm cute.
And he didn't know that actually she had a bad experience with kissing before, so that's probably why she didn't want to continue with a relationship with him. So, yeah, she was unable to start a relationship. And the most shocking story is about a boy named Bryce Walker, who is a boy who sexually assaulted Hannah, which is what pushed her over the edge. Sexually assaulting somebody, assaulting means you actually attack someone physically.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual assault would mean there's some kind of physical contact going on there. It could include rape or other things, but he sexually assaulted her, and that was just too much for her. That is the straw that broke the camel's back. That is what pushed her over the edge. If something pushes you over the edge, like I said, that's the last straw, the strawthat broke the camel's back. That's what caused you to do something.
Yeah, that was the final straw, as you say. The final tape is about Mr. Porter, who is one of Hannah's teachers. And it's kind of sad that a teacher is in one of her 13 reasons, but he is. When she confided to her teacher that she was feeling depressed and wanted to die, he just brushed her off. If you confide to someone or confide in someone, you can also use that. It means you're telling them something that's very private.And it's a secret, and you hope that they will keep that information to themselves because you trust them. So she confided in him. She says, hey, I really do want to die. And he just kind of went, yeah, whatever, girl. You'll be fine. Maybe you're having a down day. If you brush someone off, you kind of ignore why they're there. You don't really pay attention to them. You just want them to go away.
Maybe he was busy with other things, and he'd heard students say stuff like that before. And he did not take her seriously. So he brushed her off. Meh, it's no problem. Just go home and get a good night's sleep and you'll be okay in the morning. And after listening to the tapes and visiting the spots where all of these terrible events occurred, Clay feels horrible. Okay, so again, Clay is the boy who...gave her a kiss there. They kissed at a party, and he's received the tapes, and he's decided to go to visit all these spots where all these incidents or all these events occurred, which could be where the kiss took place and where the brush-off from Mr. Porter took place and all the other things that happened to her. Remember, there were 13 reasons or 13 tapes here, so we didn't talk about all of them here, but he goes to all those locations, and I guess he kind of just imagines her feelings there, and he feels horrible, which means you feel terrible. You almost feel like throwing up.
Well, Hannah's experience transforms him. If something transforms you, it changes you completely. Maybe you're feeling like you need a little change in your apartment. You want to transform it. You would really change it so it looks completely different. Maybe you want to take an extra bedroom and transform it into a music room. This experience changes him a lot, and he sets out to assist any troubled classmates who may be contemplating or thinking about suicide. When you set out to do something, guys, notice we've got a verb after this, set out to assist. If you set out to do something, you start doing it. So he's setting out or starting to assist troubled classmates, classmates he can see who are struggling and who might be a little bit depressed, or maybe even, thinking about suicide. Contemplating means to think very seriously, very deeply about something.
That's what it means, all right. So there you have it. There's the summary of our novel. In our next program, of course, we'll talk about the author himself and some other ideas about this book. So make sure you join us then. But right now, before we say goodbye, we'd like to hear once again from our Chinese teacher.
文章的第二段提到，当 Clay 在听录音带的时候，他了解到一些导致 Hannah 自杀的事件，包括被男朋友和好朋友背叛。我们看到第二段的倒数第二句。Another tape concerns Courtney Crimson, a popular girl who most people thought was sweet. 另一卷录音带与科特尼·克林森有关，她是一名大多数人认为甜美、受人欢迎的女孩。这边有一个常常被用错的动词 concern， 在例句中 ，concern 是和什么什么有关系的意思。A concern B 就是指 A 和 B 有关。例如 ，This doesn't concern you.So you don't have to worry about it. 这和你无关，所以你不用担心。另外 ,concern 当动词时还有使什么什么担心的意思。A concern B 就是指 A 使 B 担心。例如 ,Peter has started to smoke recently, which concerns me a lot. 彼得最近开始抽烟，这让我很担心。如果我们要用 concern 来表示担心或关心某人，只是要用形容词 concerned。A, be concerned about B, 就是指 A, 关心或担心 B, 就相当于 A, be worried about B. 例如 ,Parents are always concerned about their children's safety when they are out. 父母在孩子外出时总是担心他们的安全。文章的第三段提到，在 Hannah 的录音带中 ,Hannah 说明 Clay 并不是造成他死亡的原因。但 Hannah 解释了为何她无法和 Clay 交往的原因。我们看到第三段的第二句。She mentions that he doesn't really belong to the group of people she holds responsible for her death. 她提到克莱其实不属于她归咎自己死因的那群人。本句使用了一个片语 ,hold somebody responsible for something, 意思是 to say or decide that someone should accept the responsibility for something bad that happens.也就是某人该为某事负责任。这时候 hold somebody responsible for something 就相当于 hold somebody accountable 或者是 liable for something. Accountable A-C-C-O-U-N-T-A-B-L-E Liable L-I-A-B-L-E 例如 Mary held her parents responsible for her miserable childhood.玛丽认为她的父母要为她悲惨的童年负责。文章的最后一段提到，最后一卷录音带是关于 Hannah 的老师。我们看到这一段的第二句 ：When she confided to him that she was feeling depressed and wanted to die, he just brushed her off. 当她向他透露她感到沮丧而且想轻生时，他就是对她置之不理。动词 confide。是吐露秘密或心事的意思。Confide to somebody that 加主词加动词，就是指向某人吐露某事。例如 ，My brother confided to me that he'd had read my diary without my permission。我弟弟向我吐露说，他没经过我允许就看我的日记。以上就是今天的课程，我们下次再会。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye. Bye.